Before we start, here's a quick Anchor ad that I would love for you all to hear.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. This episode today is really kind of a touchy episode for me. And I just decided to do this episode because I've seen a recent video of a little girl. Her name is Trinity, and she's, I think they said she was about 13 or 14 years old. She was sat down by her father and her stepmother, and her stepmother was recording her. They basically were interrogating her because I guess she was a little bit of a troubled child. And they were kind of like instigating her. The dad was just asking her a million questions like, oh, did you lie about this? Did you lie about that? The stepmother was basically laughing at her while the little girl was crying and antagonizing her. The stepmother even got close to her face with the camera. Mind you, they were on live on Instagram. So they were trying to expose her. I don't know why people think exposing their own child on the internet is cute, but it's not at all. But yes, I'm not sure whose live were they on. I think they were on her Instagram, on her live. So the stepmother went up in her face. Basically it was telling her to take her bun out her head because she had an extension ponytail, but it was a bun. When she got close to her in her face, the dad like punched her in her head. Like, I was just like, oh my, what the hell? Like, why are you punching your daughter? Like, why are you hitting your daughter? I just feel like as a man, you should not be hitting your daughter at all. That's a no-no. Hell no. To me, it's like, would you want, when she gets older, do you want another man to be hitting her like that? I'm pretty sure the answer is a hell to the no. So I don't know why he thought that was okay to do. And I don't know why the dad allowed the stepmom to snatch her bun off her head. She literally got mad because she had a bun on her head and went close to her and snatched it off her head. And then dragged her on the floor, and then she ran out of the garage. The dad chased her. The stepmom was like, yeah, get her ass. Excuse my language, but I'm just describing what they were saying in the video. They said, get her ass. He grabbed her, dragged her back in the garage, was surrounding her while she was backing up in the corner crying. It wasn't cute for me to be seeing, for anybody to be seeing. That wasn't even right at all. I actually felt really, really bad for the little girl. She's clearly having problems. She has, you know, trouble telling the truth. You know, she's a kid. Her mother isn't in her life, supposedly. That's what they said in the video, that she's not there at all. And she even said in the video herself, when they were asking her questions, she said that she wanted her mom. She's doing that because she's looking for attention. And it's like they completely ignored what she is crying out about. And they think beating her is the best solution. And that's what I'm trying to get to. When you have a troubled child, beating them is not the solution. I think we as people need to get out of the habit of thinking that beating our kids when they do something wrong is going to make it any better. And it's really not. So I'm just saying, because I'm a child that was not beaten at all. I was never beat with anything. I might have got popped in the mouth for saying something fresh. It was like a little pop in the mouth with the hand. But I never got full-blown beat with a belt or with sticks or rubber bands. I don't fuck it up. But, like, the things that people get beat with usually when they're kids. Like, I never got beaten. I was a good kid, pretty much. So, you know, I had a little mouth sometimes, though. My grandmother popped me in my mouth. But that, I can count on one hand how many times she did that. And so, with that being said, I think that we need to break out of the cycle of beating our kids. I'm not a mom yet, but me seeing other kids get beatings break my heart all the time. And a lot of people don't like to admit it, but that's child abuse, okay? Child abuse is when someone caring for the child is hurting the child's body. Like, with belts, hitting them physically, leaving bruises on their backs, on their arms, on their face, anything that is harming them that can cause trauma, shaking, pushing, choking, punching, grabbing, kicking, that's physical abuse. That's not teaching your kid anything but to fear you. Like, what do you think they did back in the day? Why do you think they did that to slaves back in the day? And this is for my black people, a lot of my black people. Why do you think they beat us back in the day when there were slaves? They didn't beat us because they cared about us, because they, it was discipline, like the right type of discipline. It was to make us fear them. It was to control them, you know? And that's how I just see it. And so when I see somebody beating a kid with a belt straight on their back, I seen a mother beat their son with the buckle of the belt. And let me tell you, to this day, he still has those scars on his back from getting beat like that. And this was years ago, like when I was like teenager. He's younger than me, so this is when he was like preteen. So he still has those scars in his back, and that's traumatizing, especially for a kid. You know what I'm saying? I just don't condone that beating your kid in any type of way. I understand that kids can get hard-headed and out of control sometimes, but that's when you need to really try to understand your kid, understand why he or she is doing what they're doing, understand what's making them upset, understand what makes them happy. Like, just understanding your kid to the point where if they make certain faces or make certain gestures, you know exactly what it means. You know what? You know what I'm saying? And I think that's very important, because there's other outlets to discipline your kid without beating them up. And let me tell you, I'm not saying kids aren't bad. I've seen some bad kids. But that still doesn't mean you beat them. There's no excuse for that. I just can't find an excuse for you to beat your kid. Like, especially if you're a father to a daughter. I cannot do that. I can't even stand and watch that. I couldn't do it. I would never allow the father of my kid, my daughter especially, to beat her. Maybe she'd get popped in the mouth if she's talking crazy. But other than that, we're going to have a sit-down talk. You know what's actually worse than getting beaten, or can be as bad as getting beaten? Lecturing. Let me tell you, because my grandmother, she never beat us, but she lectured us to death Oh my goodness. Ugh. That is the worst, because she can talk, okay? And she talked to us for hours, like maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours straight. We had to sit there and listen. She did it with all of us. She did it with her children. Now she's doing it with her great-grandchildren. I'm her grandchild. So everybody knows when she's about to lecture. And I think that is a good strategy as well. If your kid's not listening, make them sit down and watch something that's educational that they don't want to watch. Your kid's not listening, lecture them about it. Lecture them until they get tired. Because every time you do that, then they'll know if they do something bad again, they're going to have to sit there for hours and do something they don't want to do. Like, I think people just don't know how to discipline correctly, because things can be corrected. And also, not every kid is the same as well. So if you have multiple kids, you do have to understand each one of them and understand that each one of them is completely different. They're a whole different human being. Like, you cannot compare them at all. That's another thing. Don't ever compare your kids to each other. That does something to a kid. So I just wanted to say that, and I couldn't bear to watch that video. It was very heartbreaking. I've seen a lot of videos, seen babysitters beating babies, smacking them in the face, and mothers or fathers having their kid on the internet, shaving their hair, just doing all types of weird things. Like, I think the internet kind of got to a lot of y'all head. Doing things on the internet to expose your kid is making it worse. They're going to resent you. That's not going to make them respect you more at all. Like, I don't get the point of parents doing that either. And it's, like I said, it's heartbreaking. I'll say that 1,000 times because it really is. I personally don't see myself ever doing that, because I never got beat in my life, and I'm perfectly fine. The only issues I had coming up was just me maybe, like, dealing with boys and everything. But other than that, I wasn't a troubled kid. And if you heard my last few podcasts, I've had some troubled times in my life and toxic family members, and you would think that I would have maybe turned out a little troubled by how things went out in my life. But me as a person, like I said, everybody's different. Me as a kid, I always strive to be a better person, so I never wanted to be mean. I always, like, told myself I don't want to be mean to nobody. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just ridiculous out here. Like, you got to do better as people. You guys want to break cycles, make things better in the community, make things better in your family. You really got to change what's going on in your household. Change what's going on in your mind. You talking to your kid and they're repeatedly telling you no every time you tell them something. And, you know, stop repeating the same thing over and over again. Stop repeating it. Because clearly what you're saying isn't working, because your kid isn't doing anything. You need to find something else to say or to do for them to stop doing what they're doing. You can't just keep sitting there repeating what you're saying. You sound like a broken record, so they're going to repeat back to you the same answer. And it's crazy out here. I really hope things get better out here. I really do. I really want to raise my kids in a good environment. and teach them the right ways. I want to sit down, be able to sit down and talk to them if they have any issues. I want them to be able to come to me if they're sad or they feel a type of way, if I made them sad or anything. I want them to tell me that. I want them to be okay with expressing how they feel and not be reserved. Because I have never felt okay with expressing myself because I was always told to stay in a child's place. And I feel like to a certain extent, kids have a voice too. They deserve to be, you know, heard, you know. They have feelings too. I think we fail to understand that just because they're kids and they may not understand a lot doesn't mean they don't have feelings. I think a lot of y'all got to think back to when y'all was a kid, how y'all felt when people were talking to you like you were crazy or downing you. How did that make you feel? So don't do that to your kids, doing that, downing them, beating them, making them fear you, not feel comfortable talking to you, not feeling comfortable being around you, depending on how bad it is. It just got to stop. It just has to stop. To me, parents beating their kids is not the way to go. There's other ways to do things. There's other ways to discipline your child. And if you don't know what the other ways are, there's other resources. Go to the internet. Find out what you can do. And if you try that, try it. If it doesn't work, maybe talk to, I'm not sure, like a child counselor or something, or somebody that understands troubled kids to help you out. There's too many resources out here for y'all to be fucking up. I'm sorry, excuse my language, but there's too many things out here for y'all to just not want to deal with it. I think a lot of people, too, beat their kids because they don't feel like doing the extra work to find out what's going on. They want to just beat them and send them to bed because they don't want to find out what's really the problem, what's really going on. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? What did you feel inside that made you want to do that? They just want to send them on their way. They don't want to deal with them anymore. They just rather just beat them and send them on. And no, you can't do that. I understand that a lot of you guys work, but you decided to have kids, okay? And a lot of things have to be put to the side to care for your kid in all aspects. Every single aspect. That is your kid. You got to do what you got to do. You want to be tired. You want to be stressed out. And that's why I think it's important that you deal with the things that are stressing you out, or that you have a hard time dealing with, or things that you can't take accountability for. You need to deal with all that stuff before you have a kid. All of it. You need to make sure your mental health is okay so you'll be able to lead a good example for your kid and do the best thing for them. Okay, so. And that's all I have to say for tonight. Maybe I'll make a part two to this. So stay tuned for that. I'm probably going to upload another podcast maybe Friday. So just stay tuned for that episode. And I really hope you guys have a great night and put in thought about what I said tonight about child abuse, parent beatings. And before I close all the way out, I just remember something. There's going to be people that are going to say that beatings help them. And that's fine. It may have helped you. You may think it helped you. But no, it still wasn't right, honey. It still wasn't right, boo. You getting beat up by your parents was not right. If it helped you, okay, I guess. But I don't want you to think that's okay, because it's never okay to be beating on somebody, period. especially a kid. Oh my God, how do y'all even look at a kid crying and screaming while you're the one doing the damage? Like, I can't get it at all. I really can't. I really hope, like I said 1,000 times, I really hope things get so much better in this world. I just wanted to point out some signs of children who may have been abused, just for a future reference. Number one is have stories to explain injuries that don't make sense or keep changing. Two, not wanting to go home. Three, avoid being with the abuser. Four, avoid being with others. Five, show signs of emotional trauma like fear, anger, or trouble relating or trusting others. Six, be sad or depressed. Seven, bully others. Eight, hurt themselves like cutting. Nine, having nightmares or trouble sleeping. 10, act out in class, having trouble paying attention or hyperactive. And like I said, trouble kids. So trouble kids go through a lot of things. And 11, using drugs. And also they bully others as well if they're troubled at home. And I've seen that in person. So I just wanted to point out those few signs if you come across any kids or maybe even, older people too. I'm not sure if that applies to them. Sometimes, they may be in a relationship and they show signs of certain things, and this could be some of the signs as well. So if you see these signs with people, and they're too scared to admit it, or a kid, please just sit down and talk to them and try to figure it out. If they don't want to talk about it at the moment, just give it time. But just let them know that you're there for them, so eventually they can be comfortable enough to tell you the truth. So you can be there for them for more if need be. So like I said, I hope you guys have a great night. And it's a new month, so I hope it's going to be a good one. Good night, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Seeing Things for What It Is with Naya. I will be uploading bi-weekly, or sometimes I may try to upload weekly. Make sure to follow up with me on my social media accounts. Also, check out my YouTube channel. The links will be attached below, or I might just write them in the description box. Have a good rest of your day, ladies and gents, and I hope you guys stay safe.